Hello?
Yes.
I'm calling from National Opinion Service, and I'm not selling anything, but I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. You were chosen at random, and your individual sensors are confidential. Would you like to continue with the questions?
What's the question?
Okay, I'm going to start with the survey. So the first one is, just to be sure we're representing everyone, may I ask your race?
Black.
Okay. That's great. So I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for presidents and congresses? The options are definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote. What do you say?
Definitely vote. Straight Democrat. Every week.
Great. May I know your age?
60.
Okay. And now please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. It's from a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 is not at all motivated and 10 is extremely motivated.
Oh, gee, it's a lot of spending.
Excuse me?
I said, gee, there's a lot at stake.
Okay. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
Mm-hmm. I don't understand the question.
So basically, the upcoming elections, what do you think about the previous ones? Are they more important, less important, or as equally important?
Well, all of them have been important. All when you decide on what your views are, that's what's important.
Okay, so it's important. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
All the way Democrat. All the way Democrat. All the way.
That's great. Won't
change.
Thank you. So you would call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. And yeah. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Well, some things I don't approve of, but I know what the United States need. We don't need a whole lot of drama.
Yeah, and, so you would say you somewhat approve, right?
And not knowing what's going to happen the next day or the next week or the next second. Because we got another guy that's very unpredictable. You know that?
It's hard knowing that.
Yeah, I mean, very unpredictable.
So,
what's going to happen, you know? Because you can't believe
that
you're
right.
Yeah. I mean, all politicians lie, but when you do 30,000 or more lies, come on. You know?
Yeah.
I don't care how good you can do to come and all that, but can we trust you to not have us in all kind of wars? Nonsense. Because you want to be like overseas. You're not a Putin. You're not a King John. You know, and it's dangerous for dangerous people to be in power.
Yeah, it is very dangerous. A lot of things could go wrong if that happens.
I don't know who you vote for. I don't know your group, but that's your individual personal thing. But with me, I'm thinking about my granddaughter in years to come. You know, what state will the United States be in? Right. What state will the United States be in? You know, if Joe is a little slow, Joe no business about government. And I want someone that I know each day they wake up, they look at what's going on for our sake of our views, not someone that's had someone come in and talk to them and say something, they don't really care because they're busy doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of state, man. It's a lot of state.
It is. Yeah, there is.
You know.
So, for the next question, it says, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm not satisfied with which direction we are going, but hey, we have to take it one day at a time, you know? Because what's going on in these other countries, we cannot control, and what's going on with these people from these other countries, we cannot control.
Yeah, I get it. Like, you could be satisfied today, but things could change tomorrow. That's what you mean, right?
Yeah. I mean, it could be better, you know. Will it get better? We don't know. It's just yet to see. But I know who I trust in the White House. I mean, I don't need another 4 years to circus like I went through before.
Okay.
I'm predicting. You know, that's why I'm so strong with Democrat. Because if you can't get along with your own people, how are you going to get along with the outside people and ever come together?
Yeah, that's very
you
true.
You know, the Republican Party is in chaos. You know, it's in chaos.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, all politicians have a personal standing in everything, but they get really deep, you know. And I believe it's like this: don't care about some parts of the Bible. Do all the Bible, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what McCullough will do. They forget about the part. If I was hungry, would you feed me? They don't care nothing about all that. They don't care about the domestics that's going on, especially not him. When you want to take away the domestic programs away for the poor people that needs it, even they people that needs it, that's the Republican. But you got a lot of white people don't understand. They're just looking at the color. They're not understanding policy. Why they'll be voting Republicans? They don't know how much it would hurt them. A poor white person don't know how much damage Donald Trump can do to them politically. They should have seen that on January the 6th. I'm sorry for getting all this deep, but I mean, this is why my views are so strong with Democrats.
Yeah, I totally get where you're coming from.
Okay, next question.
Okay, in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Well, it's about the same. I mean, we got out of COVID. Everybody's forgetting about we got out of COVID off the bat.
Okay.
And I don't want somebody else in the White House going to wait weeks and weeks after millions of people have died that you probably allow somebody to say what's going on. You understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah, I get it.
I got somebody else on another call. That's as far as I can go with this. The end of the day. You have a good day.
Okay.